Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is Chad. Chad, let us know who you are and where you live.
Yes, awesome. Thanks for having me, Qasim. My name is Chad Jengris. I'm from Avon, Connecticut, and I'm one of the partners here at Hemp Honey, and excited to be on the show.
That's great. So, Chad, let us know, what are your core strengths and what is your business exactly, and what is the business model?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hemp Honey is actually the flagship brand of a larger company that we've created called Hemp with a Cause. But our first product offering is Hemp Honey. So we do CBD honey sticks that are infused with functional ingredients as an alternative medicine. And yeah, we really want to target kind of life ailments, stress, sleep issues, aches and pains, whether it's digestional issues. We really believe in honey as a superfood, as a miracle food, as raw honey. It needs to be talked about more, honestly, and it really needs to be in everyone's diet on a daily basis, because it's a spectacular ingredient. So that's our goal, is to get people healthy through food found in nature. We don't add any additional preservatives, no food dyes, no colorings, anything like that. All of our ingredients are always natural from the ground in its most raw form.
Great. So why you chose this? Why you chose this field or these products? What was the story behind?
Yeah, so the story behind it, I'll have to back into that question a little bit. I feel like I was chosen for this company in many ways, and I'll tell you why I say that. I had literally just decided that I was a little frustrated with, not frustrated, it's not the right word, but unfulfilled with my job. I was working more of a corporate job and a very large company at the time, and I loved it. I really did. I loved the people, loved the energy, but I always knew that something wasn't right. And it was that entrepreneurial spirit that we probably all have in us. And yeah. I had started, honestly, just putting my feelers out there about looking for a new job, praying about it, seeking counsel from friends and all of that. And I was at a coffee shop and having lunch with a friend of mine, and someone I've never met in my entire life walks in, sits right next to me, butts into our conversation, introduced himself, and he's like, "Hey, I'm Eric and I own Hemp Honey." And that's how I met Eric, the co-founder of Hemp Honey. And at the time, if I'm just being fully honest, I was taking THC often, edibles, things like that, for anxiety reasons. I was also on anti-anxiety medication. And I had never really thought about CBD as a supplement. I wasn't familiar with it. I was like, you might as well just take THC because it probably has both. That was genuinely my understanding. And when I met Eric, he's such a good salesman. I'm sitting there having coffee and he's telling me all this stuff. And I was like, I got to get this guy's number and hang out with him. Found out we had some relatively mutual connections. So I went and had dinner with him, and he was literally making a honey stick. Like he was doing it out of his kitchen. That's where he was at in his production phase. So I was over for dinner. We were having dinner, but he was literally working on perfecting our current honey stick. And he was like, "Do you want to try it?" And I was like, "Sure." And I was like, "That was pretty good." I was kind of hesitant because I didn't really know, but okay. So a week goes by, he calls me and he was like, "Hey, I know you're in sales. I need a sales rep to come to me to London." And I was like, "I got a full-time job. I'm not going to London. I just met you." And I was like, "You know what? If you're going to pay for it, I'm going to London. Screw it." So I go to London. It's unbelievable, this story. It really is. And I kid you not, I was blown away by the receptivity of CBD honey sticks, specifically his. We had other competitors there and people were like, "Dude, you got something special. You got something special." And I just kept hearing that. And I was like, I'm going to quit my job. I'm gonna go home. He didn't even ask. He didn't even ask me if I wanted to join him. I think I told him I was joining, and that's honestly how it started. That's how this whole thing started. So I'm technically his first hire, but I'm a partner. I handle business development, sales, and entrepreneurship. You're a jack of all trades in many ways. So I've learned to operate in many different categories. But his passion project and why he started it was he's an entrepreneurial, he's always been on the entrepreneurial, just business startups to startups. And he was actually at one point very quickly working for another hemp honey competitor. And he was like, I can do this better, faster, with higher quality ingredients and make it more effective. And he sought off on his own. And what he thought was a 6 month passion project turned into a 3 year adventure on sourcing the best honey in the country, sourcing the best CBD, sourcing ingredients from all over the world, and also identifying our special trade secret, which allows us to homogenize all of our ingredients perfectly with perfect homogeneity, dosage wise, accurate, which not. There's actually not a lot of edibles that can say that. Like when you take half of an edible, you actually don't know how much you're getting on both sides. With our trade secret, you know exactly dosage accurate what you're getting, which is pretty, it's a, which makes us unique.
That's good. In fact, this is something I was going to ask you, like, what is the thing that makes you unique and set apart from your competitors? So I think this is a good point, but you might have more than
We do. Of course we do. Absolutely.
that.
That's definitely one of them for sure. I would say the second one is our cause. I mentioned the larger company at hold is a company called Hemp with a Cause. So our cause is twofold. The main one is it's really saving the bees. As many of us know that there's a massive bee colony collapse issue on our hands globally. And without the bees, they're produce one third of our food. They're pollinators. They actually create one third of our agriculture. And Albert Einstein said, in 4 years without bees, the world will no longer exist. They're actually that important to our ecosystem. So what we've sought to do is we are actually in the process of building a honey cooperative in India with a man named John Gideon. John Gideon has decided after COVID, he saw a massive issue with malnutrition, lack of vitamins in these impoverished and poor villages, and especially the children. He really had a heart for the children that he quit his full-time marketing job to become a beekeeper. And he was going to start beekeeping, and he was going to use his honey to give back to the children. And we met him through networking. It seems like there's a lot of divine appointments happening. We believe here at Hemp Honey, but through connections, we got connected with John, and we built a relationship. He's come to my house here in Avon. He's met my parents. We've gone out for dinner. We actually brought him out to Colorado. We invited him on a trip to Colorado, and we spent a week in Colorado with him visiting our beekeeper. Our honey is from the National Forest in Colorado, 10,000 feet above sea level, some of the best honey in the country. It really is spectacular. And we brought him along with us. So what we do is 10% of profits goes to John building honey cooperatives and equipping beekeepers. So basically, $300 is enough to train, equip, and get a beekeeper up with two hives because two turns into four, four turns into eight. And then they have a what we believe is they have a sustainable path out of poverty. And it really is a beautiful story. We've been able to equip officially seven beekeepers. to date, which is just, we actually just launched the company not too long ago, and we just made these partnerships. So we've gotten up to 7 beekeepers that are fully functional with beehives, equipment on their own, replicating, and they're able to use that honey to sell back to our cooperative and then use that money to give back to their villages, build homes, all of that. So yeah, that's just, it's a feel-good product on the literal and also on the in the heart level.
Sounds awesome. Sounds awesome. Yeah. So, in terms of your expansion, like in future, what is your expansion plan? Maybe you can say like short-term goals, 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. I think the biggest thing that we're trying to do is just expand our blueprint outside of New England. We're really well known here in New England. All three of us are Connecticut born and raised guys, so our friends have kind of friends and family have ventured into, obviously New York, Boston, Vermont, New Hampshire. So we have a presence kind of throughout New England, but we would love to expand our blueprint and our following outside of New England. And that's just going to take, opportunities like this. You just never know who's going to, catch hold of this, obviously this podcast, this conversation, and just continued efforts on social media, obviously through, our efforts online as well.
Makes sense. So, how you define your audience? Like, where you are selling this? Just in selected states, or the whole US, or you are selling this in other countries as well?
Just the United States. So, we're technically, we have a 3PL, so we have access. Anyone can obviously just pop on our store and drop ship, our products. So we access
Yeah.
whoever wants to buy, full, obviously full range. And our demographic, what we've kind of started to really concentrate on is wellness. Those that are focused on wellness. But wellness is such a broad term. My definition
Yeah.
of wellness is totally different than yours. So it's been really important, for us to we really want to redefine the definition of wellness and what that means. Not on a broad term, but on a very specific niche term. And, for us, that's really being able to speak to those that want to live a holistic lifestyle. We call it mentally, spiritually, and physically. Those that are, I'm a very much so a gym advocate. I've done a half Ironman before. I grew up playing sports, love going to the gym. So people, and I know the benefits of honey and CBD, how it supports my active lifestyle. And then, someone who is mentally, like we call it, just a like an entrepreneur, someone who wants to operate at peak performance. Someone like that is absolutely going to love our product because it can be part of your wellness stack. And so many people that are following the Joe Rogans, the Andrew Hubermans, they're all about biohacking. They're all about stacking products. And what's beautiful about honey is it's literally in the Ayurvedic system, which is Indian's alternative medicine system. It literally means Yogavahi. That's literally what honey means. And that definition in Sanskrit, it literally says delivery of herbs deep into the cells and tissue. I didn't know that. I found that really
Me
fascinating when
too.
Eric, yeah, exactly. I didn't know that. So honey is a delivery system of herbs deep into your cells and tissues. So that's why in the beginning of our conversation, I mentioned you have to be taking honey every single day, especially if you're looking to, be well and mentally, physical, and spiritual reasons, because you're delivering nutrients deep into your cells and tissues. It's an unbelievable carrier system, throughout your entire body. That's why it's a, antibacterial, microbial, everything. There's so many benefits to honey.
Yeah, obviously, and I believe everybody know that there are a lot of benefits, but I'm not sure if they know like what these benefits are actually. So I think in this regard, maybe some awareness campaigns are required. Or I'm not sure if required, but yeah, probably awareness campaigns can support these things and can give a good shout out maybe. So what marketing tactics you are using at this point, like? Are you marketing it on social media, or you are like relying more on offline marketing?
We are on social media. We're on Instagram. Hemp Honey Life is our tag. We do have a third party marketing firm that's helping us kind of build the foundations. We went through in our first year from launch date, we've gone through a lot. When I joined the company, I always say this, it was a startup before a startup. We had a product, but we didn't have packaging. We didn't have a brand voice. We didn't have a color scheme. We didn't have a mission, a value. Like, we just had a really good product. So a lot of the time since I've joined Hemp Honey and our third partner came in, Brady Collins, it's been just honestly a lot of like intrinsic work of building the foundations of the company, building the demographic. And we've really dug in because we knew if we went deep first, and we had a really strong foundation, growth would come from that. So we've been, we believe in humble beginnings, and we're still growing our company and our efforts, but it's all just part of our building phase.
Great. So, when we talk about like marketing, in this case, there are a lot of parameters of marketing, obviously, but like who people you are looking for should be going to take this product. Like, you think that there's a specific age group, maybe
Yes.
25 to 60, or maybe kids. Like, what is the age group? Or I just want to know a little bit more. Like, who would be the one who will be looking for this product?
To a marketing expert, CBD is the hardest product to market to a specific person. I really mean that because if you're 18 or older, you might need deeper sleep. You might be having trouble sleeping. If you're 18 or older, you might be having anxiety attacks. If you're 18 or older, you might be recovering from an injury and struggling with aches and pain. And that exact thing, it could be stretched to an 85-year-old. Every single person could literally say they have anxiety, they have they have aches and pains, they have sleep issues. So for us, part of it has been like, who do we go after? And that's what I was selling. And then so what we've really decided, I would say, and we call it our everyday athlete. The three ones that we're going the hardest after right now and focusing on, with truly like marketing funnels, are everyday athletes. So that could be someone who's a semi-professional soccer, MMA player who has a full-time corporate job, but also like is still pursuing the athletic excellency, and it wants to take care of their body. We're also going after the veteran. We're also going after the veteran community. We believe that veterans really need alternative medicines. Eric, our founder, did the ROTC program, and he was in the Air Force and then honorably discharged, and he has a heart for the veteran community. So and a part of our marketing efforts, the CEO of that company, he's a veteran himself. So we've actually really been going after the veteran community. We want to get this into their hands. And then the last one is just holistic, people who are living holistic lifestyles, call like innovating wellness, people who are really concentrating on the ingredients that they're putting in their body, and they don't want the processed sugars, they don't want the artificial coloring, they don't they, and they really know what's on their package. So those are the three categories that we're going the hardest after. And then the age group, I know it's a tough one. I would say the people that have a little bit of discretionary income, we're probably talking between maybe upper 20s to maybe like 50 is probably the perfect threshold, where they're really looking for that. I know that specifically answers your questions, but I genuinely mean it. Like, anyone can take this.
Yeah, me too, me too, me too. I believe like infants can take this.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, Chad, what would be your biggest piece of advice for our audience who are watching this podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. Never give up. That's the biggest piece of advice. I think what I've realized, and I said this, someone said it to me recently, and then I've kind of like internalized and held on to it. When I was working for my previous company, I got up for myself. I got up every single morning. I'm a very disciplined person. I wake up very early, spend time, reading, meditating, praying, and going to the gym all before work. And I'm always listening to podcasts, things to develop myself personally, all of those things. But I used to always get up for myself. And because I needed a paycheck and I need to go work, for someone else, but it was for me. When I wake up now, I have to serve someone else. I'm do like hemp honey is for the next person. And I really mean that. And when you make it about someone else, it's a lot easier to keep going and to not give up. And yeah, you just have to believe in yourself if you have a good product. And just gotta keep going.
Yeah, that's great. Not to give up, nutshell. So that's great. That's some
What's
good
that?
advice, I believe. I think it's a good thing. Like in a nutshell, don't give up.
Don't give
So
up. Yeah.
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 So
I
that's
know
some really good advice.
it's cliche, but it's not. It's really not. And that doesn't mean don't give up on maybe a particular entrepreneurship venture, like a specific business, but it just means don't give up on yourself. Like there if there's breath in your lungs, there's a purpose on your life, and there's reasons to keep going and to keep fighting, and it's always worth it.
Yeah, indeed. So, share a little our audience know like how they can reach you. Can you share your website, your social media
Yeah,
handles?
absolutely. You can reach us at our website. It's hemphoneylife.com. You can reach us at our Instagram page, hemphoneylife.com, and you can always text or call me. I'm an open book. You can call me at 860-559-7362. Happy to answer any of your questions. Text me, call me, and yeah, love to chat and network.
That's great. That's great. Chair, I loved talking to you. It was a really good conversation and we enjoyed it. Thanks for appearing today.
Awesome. Thanks, Kasim.
Thank you, Chair. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yes, you as well.